Teach us your ways, O Lord, and we will walk in your truth. Teach us about this parable, O Lord, about this complicated field in which you have planted us, about how to be your church, about how to grow strong, about how to let you be the judge when the time comes, about how to shine your light in new places, in new ways. Amen. We are standing in the weeds. And it's a very scary place to be, because the weeds we are standing in didn't used to be weeds, or we didn't see them as weeds. They looked and felt like solid, reliable plants. And so they were, once. When I moved to Iowa to go to graduate school for the first time, when spring came, everyone went nuts for geraniums, planting, potting, decorating porch steps and tables with bright geraniums. And I was amazed. I remember my mother, originally from New England, saying that here in California, geraniums grow like weeds. What was special, a spring delight in Iowa or New England, was ordinary in California, always there, always part of the landscape, barely noticed. We are standing in the weeds. But what kind? My plant book explains that the bearded darnel is a devil weed that sucks up the nutrients from nearby plants, chokes off, destroys, and makes toxic all the roots around it. Sadly, there are people who choke and destroy in families, groups, neighborhoods, schools, cities, countries, and even churches. And it's painful. Figuring out how they got that way or who to blame for the destruction they cause can occupy a good deal of our time and energy. But when we do that, we give power and attention to those weeds. Some of the toxins get on our skin and in our hearts. They grow. We diminish. Jesus wants us to grow strong with our face to the sun. Happily, most weeds are not toxic, but they do inhibit growth. The weeds in the field in which we stand have become so deeply rooted that we barely notice them, like geraniums. So familiar to us that we do not see the space they take up. We do not see them as weeds. We no longer think about something else to plant because they've always been there and they fill the space. In our Episcopal church that we love, we have stood in these kinds of weeds before. The weeds where only boys could be acolytes, the weeds where women were only allowed to be on the altar guild or teach Sunday school, the weeds where you couldn't come in unless you wore the right clothes, wore gloves and a hat, and where you dared not touch any sacred object, where the priest stood with his back to the congregation and saying words you could barely hear only to himself, and where you kept your head down at all times because you were a sinner. Little by little, those weeds got pulled up to let the light back in, to grow new plants of shared worship, where there were girl acolytes, women priests, and where gloves and hats were decidedly optional. We have also stood before in some very tall weeds that conveniently shielded us from the world outside, from the needs, cruelties, injustices of our fellow human beings. We stood in those tall weeds, and they preserved the beauty of our churches. They provided us with sanctuary, peace, prayer, safety, inspiration, and comfort for our souls. And it was good. Those tall weeds protected us and nurtured us. But they also filtered out some of God's light and hid the church from the outside view. Some brave souls pulled up a few of those tall weeds, and others walked right in. And over time, voices and laughter got louder. New music added hymns that were easier to sing. Bulletins replaced prayer books and hymnals, and worship included everyone, became less of a perfected performance and more of a communal experience, a celebration of our life together in Christ. It also was good. When more of those tall weeds came down, we saw that not every person looked like us, or that every family was like ours, and that respecting the dignity of every human being, which we promised to do in our baptismal vows, meant that we had to rethink the categories we knew and the moral lines we had drawn in the sand. Jesus asked us to do that, and Jesus knew it would be hard, but it would be good. So here we are once again, standing in the weeds. Weeds we are only beginning to notice. We're not even sure if they're weeds or not. We have been away from our beautiful campus and one another for over 4 months now, a third of a year. And we are starved for our Sunday infusion of love, in real time, with real people. What are we to learn, Jesus? Teach us your ways. Help us to walk in your truth. Are there weeds in the churchyard, Jesus, that you're asking us to pull up? How do we look with clear eyes at the field God planted in us? How do we preserve the oasis and the refuge that is St. Francis without getting stuck in the weeds of private ownership? And how do we energize ourselves to serve God beyond our beautiful garden? Help us to remember that it is not the church we worship. It is God. The church is our way station, where we gain strength for the journey. St. Augustine called the church a hospital, where we heal and get fixed up to do our work in the world. Our 21st century world runs on our ability as individuals to connect at any time or any place to whatever and whomever we want. It's 2 a.m. and you can't sleep. You can tune into a cartoon, a lecture, a video, or see what's happening in real time halfway around the world. Until recently, church was in one place at one time. And if you missed it, you missed it. Maybe, just maybe, that's a weed. Maybe learning to be online and at church at the same time is God's way of pulling up that weed slowly and gently. We are standing in the weeds, and we may not like where we stand at the moment. Weeding God's garden is confusing and hard work, and we fear we may make things worse. We may lose what we love. Standing here, it will take us a while to figure out what is a weed and what is not. In our baptismal covenant, we promised to resist evil, to love one another, to strive for peace and justice, and to respect the dignity of every human being. Now is the time to ask if we are doing that. God is giving us this opportunity to stand strong between the weeds, figure out which ones no longer serve, and see how it is we are to be church now, how we are to be the way of love now. Please do not give up or go away. This can be a very exciting time for our beloved St. Francis family. God is with us, right here with us, sleeves rolled up, ready to go. Teach us your ways, O Lord. Help us in our new season of becoming. Teach us to see the weeds and to not be afraid. Teach us your ways, O Lord, and we will walk in your truth. Amen.